Okay. Good afternoon to the Hobson's Junior High Symphonic Band. All my friends, my name is Tim Smith, and you know me very well. I've visited your school many times, worked with you on these pieces of music about a month ago, and looking forward to hearing how they've changed for the better, hopefully. Here we go. Good. Even a little more long than the last note. Yuppie ball. Yeah. So we just have a different interpretation of what that tenuto note on the second beat is. Now that one was more consistent. Good. Really nice and delicate. Good job. The oboes, you're doing a great job being in tune with the flutes and clarinets. That's good. Good. Just a little bit more firmness in the trombones as you descend that line. That'd be great. That's better. Better phrase that time. Good job, bassoons. We could have just a little bit more of the euphonium sound in that mix. I think we've got a euphoniums back there somewhere. Good. Nice job negotiating that chromatic stuff in the middle of that phrase, all those accidentals. Good, trumpets. Very nice. Good difference between forte and fortissimo. This piano might be a little bit too big, but more contrast would be nicer. Good. Very nice. Very nice. Just a little bit more of a dry bass drum on the end of two. Yum, bom, yum, bom. So we can hear the articulation. Second movement. Good. Yeah, make sure you're connecting across the bar line, playing as legato as possible. Ryan, holding onto those notes. Really nice flute solo. Take a bigger breath so you can pace your air a little bit more and have enough to play a little longer on the note before you breathe. I mean, the fact that you're doing four measure phrases is impressive in that range of the flute in particular, which takes a little bit more air. Good. Good, very nice, and good control of the bass lines, nice and tuned, pretty good blend and balance between the Barry sax and the bass clarinet and the bassoons. It's good. Yeah, the tuba is going to play a little louder. Unfortunately, you're back there in the back by the curtains, and your sound's going right up into the fly space of the hall, so I think it can be better. And we need to hear more euphonium and tenor sax, right? You're the people that kind of join that line in progress and create harmony with it in that last section after 25. Good. A little bit more alto sax, I think, would be okay, just to get your sound up above where the flutes are a little bit more. Good. Good connection across the line there. Good. Keep listening to adjust. Oboes, you're doing pretty good. The E-flat was good. You had some problems with the G. The F is really nice, and that's a hard note on oboes. It's usually flat. You're doing a good job there. And the blend between the oboe and the clarinets is pretty nice. Could you maybe just a little bit more of that counterline in the trumpet and the saxophones? I think that could be a little bit stronger. Good. A little more horn. You're the new color on this line in that lowest octave, right? Just a bit more would be great. Yeah, make sure we keep the pitch in the alto sax up a little bit. It's just a little underneath the pitch where the flutes are. It's a flat note on alto. Remember, the C natural is flat note on alto. Good. Nice little retard there to set off the last portion of the phrase, the arrival point for the coda. Yeah, how scary is that, huh? To have to play pianissimo on the oboe on the fifth of a chord. It's just a little bit underneath the pitch, right? We're thinking that we're in the key of C minor there, and this is the fifth of the chord. It needs to be a little high, so keep the G up a little bit. Concert. Good, that's a really nice, crisp tempo. Just a little bit more length on the quarter notes. Ya ta di 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 dum ba da da dum ba ya da da dum. Just a little bit more length on that would be good. La dum ba dum na ti da da dum la dum. Right, the higher note doesn't leave me tongue too hard. Good crescendo, nice energy underneath of that supporting line. I think this can be a little softer. Hopefully you might be able to play a little softer here so that we get a more contrast to the bookends before 25 and then after 30. Good, nice change in your style there with the accents. It was very, very well done. Yeah, don't try and play short trombones. Da 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 da. Don't try and make those short. That's a delightful woodwind sound, you guys. Really, really nicely done. Good blend of sounds. Yeah, careful on the high F flutes. You're pushing too hard. Don't push on the high F. Yeah, so it just gets a little top heavy and it's a little bit sharp in the upper voices there too much. Okay, yeah. Wait for that bottom note a little bit more. Lum ba dum da dum bum yum ba dum da dum bum. Right, don't be in such a rush to get to that second beat. Boy, there's a lot of really nice, characterful music in that piece of music, and I think you're really doing a good job of trying to discover all of what that character means. I mean, this is the main thing is you just get into trouble with the number of people in the band and the number of people playing flute when you get you're playing up in that third octave. You just gotta really kind of rein it under control and just be careful when you get up there in ledger line land playing those high concerts Fs and Gs. There's even one high B flat in there. Stay in control of that. But it's really some very nice. Very nice playing. You know, one of the things about a band this big playing soft is if everybody individually commits to playing softer, the collective softness in the band is actually quite effective. So the softer you can play individually with a good sound and in tune, the better. Good, take your time there. Take your time in the horns and the lower trumpets, right? Good, nice job in controlling that first trumpet part up to the high concert E natural and the first trombone part too. Just very, very good control inside of the sound. Good, nice crescendo. Yeah, again, float the line. Don't push it up, right? Float it up. Yeah, a little bit more of the tenor sax, alto sax, French horn octave of that line in measure 13. Da 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 dum. So we can hear that inside of the melodic note that goes up. Good, nice balance between the two parts in the trumpets and the alto saxophones. Good, pretty good intonation on that C flat chord. It's not an easy chord to play in tune, and you're doing a good job. Good, nice control on that note after the rest. That's very good. Not bright or strident at all. That's good. Nice little retard together. You're doing a good job watching Mr. Conway. Yeah, make sure you keep your energy up high so the pitch doesn't sink, right? That E-flat concert there at the end of 26 kind of got flat because the note right before it, we lost our energy. Yeah, sustain that sound all the way through. We're either going to not breathe before 33 or we're all going to breathe together, but we have to wait a little bit longer. So connecting 4 to 1 or at least having 4 sustain then lift, those are the two options that we have there. So stay stronger in the baseline to help that cushion. Yeah, I think that crescendo could be a little bit bigger. Maybe start it a little bit earlier, maybe on the down, the third beat of the bar before, as you descend the scale and the trumpets. Go ahead and energize just a little bit more so that we have a little stronger arrival point when we get to the new key center of A flat. Yeah, we need to focus those chords a little bit. If we heard that one beat at a time there, 2 before 49, 1 before 49, we need to make sure that we're really playing those chords in a focused, in tune way. They're more recognizable as vertical structures. Okay, yeah. That's a difficult piece of music, and I think you're exhibiting great control. I'm hearing some good sounds. I'm hearing the tubas pretty well, which is good considering the size of the band and where you're sitting on the hall. I didn't get a chance to hear that piece too much when I gave you the clinic, and Mr. Conway and I were discussing about how difficult the piece is, going through all those different keys, making sure we're in tune on the various chords, and just the fact that it's a kind of enduring in terms of the stamina that's required to get through it. So I think you're doing a nice job with that. All right, now we're off and running on our Peregrine. Yeah, when you take that breath, if you're rolling on the timpani or if you're a baritone sax or bassoon, don't try and go da, but if you're a tuba, da, 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 bass clarinet, that you can tongue a little harder, but the sustained tone, don't put such a big... Good, yeah, it's good. You're staying in pretty good time. Good job conducting in 2B Swabar. Good, really nice, soft energy. The brushes on the snare can be maybe just a little bit stronger. I think that'd be okay. Yeah, a little more first trumpet would be okay. We're hearing nice, good, strong lower trumpets. That's really nice done in the low instruments. It's not slowing down. It's not overly heavy. It's, Yeah, good. Nice adjusting. It wasn't in tune when you started it, but you adjusted that way. That's very good. Good control in the oboes, really, really nice. They're still having a problem with that little G. We got somebody who's a little under pitch, somebody who's a little over the pitch. Yeah, don't scoop. La da 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 da. Get your energy moving higher so that you've got the focus to play in those notes, and instead of coming up to underneath the pitch and then and building them up. Yeah, it's kind of a sharp sounds in the horns there. I know it can't be the other instruments because the other instruments are kind of flat in our range. Yeah, we got to get to that chord sooner. We can play this A-flat chord, and then when we revoice it at the end of the chord, and then as we cross from 70 to 71, the open intervals have to be in tune. Yeah, good. I think that's nice, really delicate playing. The vibes can maybe be just a little bit stronger so we can hear a little bit more. Good. So now we know that everybody that played previous to 91 is just setting up this melodic environment for the flute, the saxes, and the horns to kind of float over. So you can relax just a little bit as we get to 91 so that we hear the horns and saxes a little bit more. I like this little piece. This is really kind of a delicate piece. Lots of character, lots of interesting harmonic changes. Yeah, so again, I think, you know, the first trumpet can be a little stronger. First cornet, first trumpet. Good job transferring through the triplets there with the accents nicely. Yeah, careful of the high G. Yeah. Good, yeah. It's really nicely done, you guys. I think the band has really improved since the last time I heard you. There's just so much good that's going on. I mean, you know, yes, there are these little flaws here and there, but all things considered, it's just really, really nicely done today. Really proud of your performing. So congratulations.